Missile Defense will have a long presence in Alaska. That was the message of Missile Defense Agency Director Lieutenant General Pat O'Reilly to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce in an address yesterday. The Fort Greely Missile Base with 26 interceptors is the centerpiece of the nation's ground-based mid-course missile defense system. The $18 billion Fort Greely facility is nearing completion, and O'Reilly said his agency is committed to operate and maintain it for the long term.
We do see the life of this system going to 2030 to make a decision about how much longer. Typically, decisions made at that time for a system like this, they usually add at least 10 to 20 more years to it. So what we tell our workforce there at Fort Greely is what they're doing is to protect not only their children, but their children's children. And we have a very long commitment beyond halfway through this next century.
General O'Reilly said a dangerous political climate in the world is driving the long-term commitment. O'Reilly cited smaller nations like North Korea and Iran, which possess thousands of missiles that Alaska is in a key place to intercept.
From North Korea's launch sites to us is about 6,000 kilometers. From Iran, it's about 8,000 kilometers. But what most people don't notice if they look at a flat map of the planet Earth is because we're right here up at Fort Greely, any missile coming out of Iran heading to the east coast of the United States, it's providing a perfect shot opportunity for us.
O'Reilly said the ideal location of Fort Greely means continued commitment to maintain the site as part of the multi-element missile defense system that includes another missile launch site in California.